Money FM 89.3, best of workday afternoon.
Here at Money FM 89.3, I'm Clarissa Montero for the workday afternoon. Today on Health Suites, we discover a new form of dialysis for chronic kidney disease patients, which could potentially give them back their mobility and perhaps even economic productivity. I'll be speaking with Mr. Suresha Venkataraya, CEO of patient-centric medical technology company AWAC, coming up next on Money FM 89.3.
Health Suites with Clarissa Montero on Money FM 89.3.
Good afternoon and welcome to Health Suites on Money FM 89.3. I'm Clarissa Montero for the workday afternoon. Joining me on the phone today is Mr. Suresha Venkataraya, CEO of medical technology company AWAC. Good afternoon, Suresh, and welcome to the show.
Good afternoon, Clarissa. Thanks for inviting me for this show.
This is actually quite an exciting product that you are developing. Numbers coming out of the Singapore Renal Registry Annual Report 2018 has the frequency of chronic kidney disease stage 5 increased significantly from 341.5 per million population in 2009 to 504.1 per million population in 2017. So how does that translate into numbers of dialysis patients right now?
Yeah, I mean, you're talking about 2018. Right now, Clarissa, the number of dialysis patients every year comes out to be around 1,400 to 1,500 in Singapore, mm-hmm. and probably about 100-110 transplantations. The remaining patients generally are managed through proactive treatments or maybe lifestyle management. All in all, there are about 2,000 CKD patients in 2018 and 19, and it is growing at about 5 to 6% every year.
So it just keeps rising, is what you're saying. The number of sufferers keeps going up.
Yes, yes. And if you see the numbers from 2009 to 2018, the numbers are raised about 50%, and this is huge for a country like Singapore.
So if that is the numbers globally, the numbers in Singapore, does it follow the global trend, or are we off the global trend in any way?
I think it is following the global trend, but one of the key reasons for dialysis or a kidney disease is the diabetes, mm-hmm. and probably hypertension as well, and that is growing a much higher number. So in terms of diabetes-induced kidney disease, Singapore ranks number 2 in the world.
Right.
So that is the one number we have to be really careful. Otherwise, overall trend, it is not off from the overall average or a trend as such.
All right. Now let's talk about end-stage renal disease. This is the last stage of chronic kidney disease. I understand that the current treatment options, dialysis. Could you give us a brief overview of the different types of dialysis that a patient currently has available to them?
Yeah, I mean, there are two modalities. One is called hemodialysis and the other one is called peritoneal dialysis. Mm-hmm. In hemodialysis, kind of procedure or a therapy where a dialysis machine and a special filter, also called a dialyzer, are used to clean blood.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. In this case, doctor needs to make an access or entrance into your blood vessels, generally or typically in the arm, and the blood is drawn from these vessels into the dialysis machine, and blood is filtered for toxins as well as removing the extra fluid. You can understand this whole process, it is to deal with the blood,
mm-hmm.
and this is typically carried out 3 times a week and every other day typically, and each session takes about 4 to 5 hours to go through this whole session.
And you have to do it at a clinic or at a hospital?
Which one? Most of the time it is in hospital, generally called the dialysis center, like a National Kidney Foundation,
right.
center. Or a private dialysis centers. Yeah, in Singapore, there is no home hemodialysis or very less. Most of the home hemodialysis are carried out in centers or clinics.
So when you're talking about end-stage renal disease, they're already pretty weakened, and then they have to go to a dialysis center several times a week for hours at a stretch. Is that correct?
Yes, yes. Yes, I mean, this is one of the biggest challenges right now because, first of all, these patients are old, most of them,
mm-hmm.
and they do have a lot of other comorbid conditions in addition to kidney disease. They're heart patients, they have other diseases as well, and they're extremely susceptible to infection. and they have to go to a center, probably take half an hour or 1 hour, and then they have to wait and then go to the therapy for 4 or 5 hours and again coming back. Yeah, it's a long process and extremely painful as well.
Right. We're speaking with Mr. Suresha Venkataraya, CEO of patient-centric medical technology company, AWAC. So you've got an AWAC PD device that you are currently awaiting approval for, is that correct?
Yes. I mean, Clarissa, just to complete your previous question, right? Mm. I mean, one was on hemodialysis, other was a peritoneal dialysis.
Right.
So, I mean, ours is a peritoneal dialysis device. Mm-hmm. And peritoneal dialysis is a kind of a bloodless dialysis therapy. And in this case, instead of using the blood line, what they do is typically they insert a catheter inside a belly using a small surgery and using a machine and about 10 to 12 liters of sterile fluid, they carry out dialysis. Typically in Singapore, most of the patients go through this dialysis therapy during nighttime, also called automated dialysis therapy. Mm-hmm. And generally, if you consider, they start about 7 o'clock in the night and they go till early morning hours. And then they need about 10 to 12 liters of fluid as well. And we are developing much advanced technology compared to what we have out there. That is our AVAC PD.
Right. Now, this peritoneal dialysis that you're talking about, is that also done at a dialysis center or can that be done at home?
So the peritoneal dialysis is typically done at home, mm-hmm. Unless patients are hospitalized and they're on a PD. But 95% plus times it is generally done at home.
Right. And your device has an advantage of mobility. It's small. Is that correct?
Yeah. So, as I mentioned, Clarissa, right? I mean, typical peritoneal dialysis is carried out 10 hours during the nighttime, mm-hmm. and using about 10 liters of fluid for each therapy. And that consumes about 300 liters of fluid in a month. So, and then the device, even if you consider the typical device in current PD therapy is about 20 kgs or plus. And patient cannot move from a place to other place. Means if they come from office, they sit at a place and they start therapy in the night and till the morning they cannot go anywhere, right? That is the current state of the art.
So they're basically attached to their treatment. They can't go anywhere. They may be able to read a book. That's about it.
That's it. And then they have to sleep.
Right.
And when we talk about AVAC PD, what we are trying to do is we are trying to change the way this dialysis therapy being administered. Mm-hmm. So we have developed a very miniaturized product, about 2 to 3 kg instead of a 20 kg device.
Right.
And then instead of using 10 to 12 liters of sterile fluid for each day, we have to use just a liter or 2 liters of sterile fluid. Our technology is similar to water purification. You know, in Singapore, right, the wastewater, mm-hmm. Instead of being wasted, using wastewater treatment plants, we can regenerate those, extra waters and then use it back for a regular consumption. Similarly, what we are trying to do is instead of using 10 to 12 liters of sterile fluid, also called a dialysate drug, we just use a liter or 2 liters of fluid and we keep regenerating using our patented sorbent technology. So this is kind of advanced filtering mechanism.
Okay, so you've got a smaller device. You use less fluid. Does that mean less time required for the treatment for the patient?
Need not be lesser time because sometimes just in order to get the toxins out of the blood vessels, you need time because mm-hmm. You have to just place the fluid inside the peritoneum for a while. It need not be a lesser time, but the key is the device becomes smaller, the fluid is lesser. And we are also doing some studies to see whether, since we can generate more fluid, when we are creating more gradient inside the peritoneum using more fluid, maybe time consumed is lesser, but we haven't proven that yet. So we have to do some more studies.
So it's still a project that is in research for its full potential.
Yes, full potential, and there are early indications that we may able to achieve that, but we don't want to claim that yet.
All right, I understand. Yeah. So what are your plans for the AWAC PD device? I asked you before we went live, how long before this product comes to market, and you said at least a few years.
Yeah, definitely. So, Clarissa, our product is like, kind of a drug-device combination. And then we have been working on this product from last 10 plus years. Mm-hmm. And probably you might know that we have completed our first in human trial. That was a safety trial in Singapore General Hospital in mm-hmm. late 2018. and we got encouraging data. I mean, that was the first time in last 60, 70 years somebody in this space has done studies, something like what we did. And from that study, we have received some feedback as well as some observation, non-safety related things, improvement feedbacks. We are working on them, and we are getting ready for our next phase of the clinical trial that will be probably conducted in Singapore in next 12 to 18 months. To answer your question, whether when are we going to launch this product is very hard to estimate given the complexity involved with our product.
Sure.
But what we can confirm is we are going to start our trial in next 12 to 18 months, the next phase. And once we are completing that, we'll be working with the regulators, predominantly with the FDA, and we see what additional things they may need, and we will we'll go through this whole process. For the record, we got breakthrough designation from FDA that is given to only innovative companies and technologies. They will be fast-tracking our regulatory submission. Hopefully, we'll be much faster than typically what it takes for this kind of product.
Right. And how do you see, once you clear the hurdles of the FDA approvals and you are ready to bring it to the market, how does the AWACPD change the landscape of chronic kidney disease treatment here in Singapore or, you know, for that matter, anywhere in the world?
Yeah, I mean, that's an interesting question. So if you consider anywhere in the world, in the U.S., there are probably 1% of the population they're having kidney disease, and then probably they consume 7% of the healthcare budget. That talks about the volume of the issue here, right? And even the dialysis is one of the key contributors for this, the expenditure from the payers. Recently, you might have heard about the executive order from President Trump that instead of 10% of home dialysis right now, they want to use about 80% of the patients, either a home dialysis or a transplantation. So one of the biggest hurdles in the U.S. they have is there is not a viable option for home dialysis that is very cost-effective as well as that is really patient-friendly as such. So the current treatment modalities like a PD, as I discussed, I mean, that is not so user-friendly as well as it takes a lot of time and limits patients' mobility. And the current HD treatments are pretty expensive. So we strongly believe once we commercialize our technology, this will not only bring mobility and also a kind of a freedom and life back to patients, but it will also greatly help to reduce the healthcare cost because historically and basically our PD therapy is much cheaper than the HD therapy.
Help me understand here before I let you go. If you're talking about chemotherapy drugs, there now you can wear a chemotherapy pack and go to work and carry on with your day. Is there a time when kidney patients will be able to do that while they are having the treatment to do other things as well?
Yeah, I mean, that's our ultimate aim, where a patient can get therapy as and when they want and on the go. But we really, I mean, don't know, I mean, how many patients really want to get the therapy while work. But our aim is to give them the freedom and the choice. So whenever they want to get therapy, they can get the therapy. That's our ultimate aim.
I see.
Yeah.
Well, we wish you all the best. We hope you keep us in the loop as you go along with your next set of trials. We wish you nothing but the best.
Thank you, Marissa.
We've been speaking with Suresha Venkataraya, CEO of patient-centric medical technology company AWAC. Suresh, thank you so much for your time.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg. Or download the SBH Radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.